All right. So to help, so since we are now recording, so when you speak, if you could identify yourself, like I'm David Rubin, I'm from San Diego County, that would help so people on the line can know who's talking. And if you're on the phone, please, when you're not talking, put your phone on mute. Do not put us on hold. While we know your hold music is wonderful to you, it can be disruptive to the rest of the meeting. So thank you for that. So first of all, let's take a roll call, and I'll ask Ms. Rose Cohen.
Yes.
Callen.
That's my new name, sorry.
Oh, what is your new name?
Ms. Callen,
actually. Callen. Oh, you forgot.
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Okay, take a roll.
Okay. Judge Rubin.
Here.
Judge Corman.
Present.
Judge Bakke.
Here.
Justice Fujifaki.
Here.
Justice Hill.
Here.
Judge Hawk.
Here.
Mr. Roddy.
Here.
And Ms. Wallen-Roman.
Here.
Thank you. All right. Everyone is present. So first, our first order of business is the minutes from July 18. Anybody?
I'll move to approve.
All right. Motion by Mormon, second by Hop. Further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstained? Motion carries. All right.
Public comments.
Oh, public comments. So, Ms. Callen, do you have any public comment?
No.
There's no written public comment? Thank you.
No written.
And then, does anybody from the public wish to address the meeting? Hearing none. All right. That does conclude the public comment portion of this meeting. We have an action item here. Actually, I think we have, yes, an action item in the open meeting. So you all read in the materials. All right. So when... Let me back up. When we started the committee a few years ago, we have three specific things that we do, and those, our tasks may evolve as we go forward, but for right now, we have the BCPs. Our season will start in March on BCPs. We have the innovation grants. We have more on that today. And one of the other items is a $10 million emergency fund. And we had some rules that we put together at the beginning on how to handle the emergency fund. And if you saw in your material, staff have done some very thoughtful analysis of what we're doing and come up with some suggested modifications to the program. So with that, let me turn this over to Ms. Sanborn. Ms. Sanborn, go ahead.
Thank you. I think you've done the presentation for me, Judge. Great. So for those that are new to the program, the $10 million state-level reserve, I'll just provide a brief background of it. It provides trial courts with an opportunity to apply for a loan or one-time fund specifically for unavoidable shortfalls, unforeseen emergencies, or unanticipated expenses for existing programs. So the current application and review process includes a robust report of financials by the requesting court, including that the court is projecting a negative fund balance for the beginning of the year. There's also an ad hoc court executives work group that reviews the application from the trial courts and then makes a recommendation to this committee, JDBC. From there, the recommendation goes to the council for consideration. So we've received one request so far since October 2016, and that was from Humboldt Superior Court for $117,000 to digitize film and preserve records that would have been destroyed. The statute requires that funds awarded from this reserve are replenished the following fiscal year by all of the 58 trial courts. So Humboldt has a piece of the repayment that they share with everyone else in the state. Are there any questions so far?
Well, I just being new to the committee, so that part caught my eye.
Yes.
Because I didn't understand, I didn't know that from before. So I imagine that keeps the request for dipping into the reserves at a fairly low or
it happened once.
Right. So far, yeah. And then also having the executive court executives reviewing the request as well, and having the administrative eye on the request is helpful as well.
Yeah, and as one of the reviewers, I can tell you we put them through their paces because we all obviously know a lot of they could do to try to mitigate that. And what it really came down to at the end of it was they were all out of options, and given what they were facing, we thought it was a legitimate request. So I think there's some checks and balances in place.
Yeah, great. Thank you. Good way to put it. Thank you. Mr. Roddy. Any other questions? Justice? Okay. So with that, the changes that we are recommending are just as a result of going through the process with Humboldt, and we've learned a few things along the way. So we'd like to remove the provision that a cash advance be provided if the request comes towards the end of the year. What that does is then requires the court to apply again the following year for emergency funding, and it causes undue burden on staff, on this committee, on the court, et cetera. We'd like to specify in the policy when courts will receive funds awarded by the council so that it's clear on timing when those funds will be provided. We want to make it very clear that the first step of the application is that you are projecting a negative fund balance. So we're kind of moving that provision to the top of the policy. And then finally, we just want to remove fiscal year examples that are currently in the policy. Don't think they're really required relevant any longer for identifying what current year means and budget year and so on. And that's all I have. I'm happy to answer any other questions.
I think it's super sensible. And now that we have a little experience under our belt, we can see what works and what doesn't. Any questions for Ms. Sanborn or anybody else on this? All right, is there a motion?
Move to approve.
All right. The Bakke motion, Moorman second. Further discussion? Seeing none. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain. All right, it passes unanimously.
Thank you.
Good job. Nice work on that, by the way. Thank you for that. All of you. Great. I'm sorry. Justice Hill, did you have any questions?
Not at all. Thank you.
All right. Great. All right. I think that does conclude the open portion of our meeting. We'll go now back into closed session, so we'll rearrange all this.
So, Justice Hill, I'm going to take the close, or I'm going to shut the close line down, and you can call into, or sorry, shut the open line down, and I'm going to cut. You can call into the closed line.
I'll do it. Thank you.